Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Christmas Gift of Speech, was written by Tim Gustafson. A post-surgical stroke had robbed Tom of his ability to speak, and he faced a long rehab journey. Weeks later, we were pleasantly surprised when he showed up at our church's Thanksgiving service. We were even more surprised when he stood up to speak. Searching for what to say, he jumbled his words, repeated himself, and confused days and time. But one thing was clear. He was praising God. It's possible to have your heart break and be blessed at the very same moment. This was that kind of moment. In the pre-Christmas story, we meet a man who lost the gift of speech. In Luke chapter 1, Gabriel the angel appeared to Zechariah the priest and told him he would be the father of a great prophet. Zechariah and his wife were elderly, so he doubted it. That's when Gabriel told him he would not speak until this day happens. The day did happen, and at the ceremony to name the miracle baby, Zechariah spoke. With his first words, he praised God. Then he said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." Like Zechariah, as soon as he was able, Tom's response was to praise God. Their hearts were inclined toward the one who made their tongues and their minds. Regardless of what faces us this season, we can respond the same way. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading takes us to Luke chapter 1, verses 62 through 75. Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Now let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the gift of speech and for the joy of being able to praise you with our lips. And in our times of doubt and great difficulty, would you strengthen us and renew our faith and help turn our eyes upon you? Help us to praise you no matter our circumstances and to trust that you are always with us. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.